Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. For 20 years, the Time for Change Foundation has been assisting homeless women and children achieve self-sufficiency by providing housing and necessary supportive services. They'll be holding their 20th annual awards gala on Thursday, April 28th, highlighting the resilience of the homeless women and children they serve. Here to tell us more is Vanessa Perez, Executive Director for the Time for Change Foundation. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Vanessa, start by telling us how, why, and who started the Time for Change Foundation.
Absolutely. Time for Change Foundation began in 2002 by a woman named Kim Carter, who is formerly incarcerated, formerly homeless, African-American woman who just really felt like God was calling her to help women that were just like her. She had been in and out of prison for a number of years, and when she had access to one treatment program, it changed her life. And so we began Time for Change Foundation so that we could provide a space where women who were struggling with substance abuse, struggling with homelessness, struggling with cycling in and out of prison could have a place where they could reunify with their kids, remain clean and sober, and have healthy, productive lives.
And what exactly do you do at the Time for Change Foundation?
At Time for Change Foundation, we provide housing and supportive services to homeless women and children. So we provide them with strength-based case management, trauma-informed care. We plug them into services such as mental health support, therapy, family therapy, parenting classes. We provide employment development training, financial literacy. We provide a licensed drug and alcohol outpatient program for these women. And we also help them with basic life skills. We help them with budgeting and opening a savings and just really connecting them with the tools, the mentorship, and the support that they need so they can overcome cycles of incarceration, homelessness, poverty, and substance abuse, and they can reach self-sufficiency.
And who is it that you serve?
Time for Change serves homeless women and children. We serve women that have come out of incarceration, women that have struggled with substance abuse, women that have been in domestic violence situations, and really the only qualification that a woman needs to have is that she's homeless. So we get a lot of women that have experienced these things, but we've also had women who have not, and they just hit rough times. And so our goal is really just to help women and children in our housing program. We do have other programs that provide rental assistance to the larger community, but our housing programs are specific to women and children.
I'm speaking with Vanessa Perez, Executive Director for the Time for Change Foundation. Who can benefit from the foundation services?
So women that are struggling with homelessness, poverty, women that have been released from incarceration, women that maybe have had a substance abuse history. These are women that can benefit from our program, and women who are also looking to reunify with their children. There's a lot of women that unfortunately have open CFS cases, and so they come to us and they seek our assistance in helping them regain custody of their children. And so we provide legal support for them. We help them go to court and fight for their children. And to date, we have reunited 311 children back with their moms out of foster care.
How else is your program unique, and what makes this program stand out?
There's a couple of things that make Time for Change Foundation unique. One of them is that we provide a full continuum of housing, which encompasses emergency shelter, permanent supportive housing, and affordable housing. So in 2012, Time for Change actually became a certified nonprofit housing developer when we developed our first affordable housing apartment complex, the Phoenix Square. Another thing that makes us unique is that we also provide direct services and advocacy where we teach our women how to be productive members of society, how to be civically engaged, voting, participating in city council meetings and city town halls. We fly them to Sacramento and we teach them how to have meetings and advocate with state legislators. And we really help them to have a voice so that they can be a voice of change. And we teach them to know that their voice matters and that they are not invisible, and that when they speak up, they can actually have an impact on their community and even across the state.
Would you say that you're addressing needs that many other programs don't?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we provide a holistic approach to helping these women overcome and reach self-sufficiency. We understand that it's not just housing that they need, but they need their confidence built. They need their children back. They need to know that they are people that are a part of this community. And so when we provide wraparound services, we have an employment developer that works with our women that just focuses on helping them get jobs. We have a drug and alcohol counselor that focuses on helping them maintain their sobriety. We have case managers that help them set goals for their lives and accomplish those goals and those milestones. And we have every piece in place to make sure that they're not skipping a beat, because it's not just the housing component that they need. That's the core part of our program. That is the foundation of who we are and what we do, because without stable housing, women can't get their kids back. Women can't have a steady job. Women can't do the things that they need to do. So housing is the core component. However, they still need the financial literacy. They still need the leadership development. They still need the employment development training. They still need that sisterhood and that support and their recovery groups. And so we make sure that we provide them with all of those things so that they can have the fullness of what they need to heal and to overcome substance abuse, incarceration, homelessness, poverty, and really be thriving community members.
What would you say the goals of the Time for Change Foundation are?
Time for Change Foundation's goals are affordable housing, entrepreneurship opportunities for women, and thriving communities.
And how do women get into this program of yours?
Women that are seeking our support and our assistance typically would call. Our phone number is 909-886-2994. They also visit our website. We also are very connected. Since we've been in existence for 20 years, we have long-standing relationships and a good reputation in the community where people know about us. They hear about us from word of mouth, from graduates and alumni of the program who are living successfully, and they meet at meetings or out in the community, doctor's appointments, on the buses. People who need homeless assistance right away, sometimes they can call 211 and they can get referred by 211, other service providers, probation, parole. We have a very wide range of network, and people who need our assistance can call and reach out to us in numerous ways.
What does success look like for your organization?
A woman who is able to be independent and self-sufficient, where she can work, provide for her children, engage in the community, and be able to be that nurturing and supportive mother that her children need.
The pandemic affected all of us. We all did a lot of pivoting. What steps did you take to overcome the pandemic?
Initially, we had to just make sure that everyone, first, let's shelter in place, let's follow these guidelines that the CDC is implementing, and let's make sure that we are providing our clients as well as our staff with the safety PPE gear that is necessary for us to continue to engage with our clients. See, while many people have been able to stay at home, shelter in place, and work from there, the clients that we serve have such a higher need that we're not able to just stay at home and support them from there, but we had to make sure that we can continue to engage them. You know, we've seen an increase in the need for mental health support. We see an increase in the need for employment and economic support, financial support, childcare, therapy, and counseling. And so we had to make sure that our staff, first of all, had the necessary tools to remain safe, that our clients felt safe. And then we had to adjust with technology, Wi-Fi, laptops, computers, all of the technicalities that were needed so that we can have telehealth, case management one-on-ones via Zoom, even on the phone, and try to engage with them as much as possible so that they didn't feel isolated and alone and hopeless. And so that's what a lot of the pandemic brought on this community, is that there was a lot of hopelessness, a lot of depression, a lot of feeling like they weren't going to be able to survive. So thankfully, there are organizations like Time for Change Foundation that were able to support these families to make sure that they didn't end up homeless and back in the streets.
And I'm sure you needed a lot of funding for all of that technology.
Absolutely. We definitely did. And unfortunately, with that year, we had to cancel our annual fundraiser, which brings in a lot of the support that we need to do general operating. But we did a fundraising campaign and we continue to do so. And, you know, now we're here in 2022 celebrating 20 years.
I'm speaking with Vanessa Perez, Executive Director for the Time for Change Foundation. And fortunately, you do have your annual gala coming up this Thursday. Tell us what's special about this year's gala.
I think the most special thing is that, wow, 20 years of doing life-changing work. You know, to date, we have helped over 2,600 homeless women and children become self-sufficient. So by providing them with services and really investing in the lives of women and children, we're able to help them overcome poverty, overcome homelessness, overcome any adversity that they've been through, and really get them to a place of self-sufficiency. So we're going to be celebrating the successes of the organization, the successes of the women. We're excited because we have surprise celebrity guests. We're actually honoring Jennifer Hudson this year with the Humanitarian Award. And so there's other surprise celebrity guests too. I don't want to spoil it for everyone. You're going to have to register at our website at timeforchangefoundation.org. So that way you can get a sneak peek, not just a sneak peek, but you can actually see who it is that we're going to be honoring. And, you know, we're just going to have a fun show. We're really excited just to accomplish such a milestone of 20 years. And so we just look forward and we would love to have you as our guest at our annual awards gala.
What is the purpose of the gala? I mean, beyond raising funds.
Aside from raising funds, the purpose of the gala is to really acknowledge and share in triumph, you know, the accomplishments of the organization and really to highlight the accomplishments of the many women that we have served over these last 20 years. To reflect back and look, the theme this year is Once Upon a Time. So once upon a time, Kim Carter had a dream of overcoming the things that she had been through. Once upon a time, the women that we serve had dreams of getting their children back, had dreams of being nurturing mothers, had dreams of being managers and CEOs and having successful jobs and being able to take care of their own families and their households, have their own apartment, have their own cars. And so we're just excited that we get to celebrate that with them. And we're also honoring some great community members, Susan Burton from A New Way of Life. We're honoring one of our alumni clients, Patty Favela. We're honoring Vicky Lobo with the Nancy Varner Angel Award and the Dynamic Duo Award with Carmen Perez Jordan and Jay Jordan. And so we just have an amazing show for everyone, and we would love to have you out with us.
How can someone contribute towards the gala's purpose?
By going to our website, timeforchangefoundation.org. On our website, you scroll down just a little, you can click register, sponsor, and you can make a donation. You can become an event sponsor. There's still some time, last minute time, but hey, let's do it. You can also purchase a program ad, register, and just come check us out. Maybe you have never heard of Time for Change. This is your first time hearing about us. Come and watch what we do. Learn what's happening here in our local community and support.
What are the benefits of contributing toward the gala?
The benefits of contributing to the gala are that you're going to see a direct impact on your dollars, on your support. You're going to see the lives of women and children change. You're going to see a children get their mother back. That there alone is priceless because children need their mothers. And so when we're able to invest in a woman, help her to get to a place where she can be healthy and to be the mother that her child needs, then that there is just a priceless thing that all children need. And so when you make that investment, you're giving kids their moms back. You're giving children a warm bed to sleep at night, a warm meal. You're helping kids be successful and thrive in school. Homeless children have low attention rates in school. They're unable to do well. They have lower self-esteem. And so when we give them stable housing, they're able to thrive and actually do well in school. And so you're really investing in these women and children individually, but you're investing in the larger community, because as we transform the lives of these homeless women and children, they are making a bigger impact in our bigger community.
Tell us again how people can register to attend this event.
To attend Time for Change Foundation's 20th anniversary gala, you can visit our website at timeforchangefoundation.org. You can also follow us on social media at Time for Change Foundation on Instagram and Time for Change Foundation on Facebook.
And give us the when and where.
The 20th Anniversary Awards Gala will be held virtually. So you definitely need to register, follow us on social media, and we'll be sending out a link. It's going to be Thursday, April 28th at 6 p.m. You don't want to miss it.
I've been speaking with Vanessa Perez, Executive Director for the Time for Change Foundation, about their 20th Anniversary Gala, which is coming up this Thursday. Any last thoughts for us?
We want to thank everyone that has been a major contributor to Time for Change Foundation. We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be as successful as we are over the last 20 years had it not be for our major sponsors, our major contributors, our major supporters. And so we want to shout out our Infinity sponsors for this year's gala, Elena Matthews and James and Rowena Ramos. Thank you so much for your continued support to Time for Change Foundation. And you know what? There's still time to be a major sponsor. So if you would like to support and invest in the lives of homeless women and children, please visit our website, timeforchangefoundation.org. You can also call our office at 909-886-2994.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Thank you for speaking with us. Thank you for making a difference in our community. And I hope you have a very successful event this Thursday.
Thank you so much. We're excited and thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.